I'm with the CDC's National Center for Health Marketing, and I'm going to be going through a case study of how we use social media to help promote seasonal influenza vaccinations. But I just wanted to start with a little bit of background. In our center, we provide support as well as guidance when it comes to health communication, partnerships, and e-health and web. So my group also works on the website, and this is a little background evolution of CDC.gov, starting with the first website in 1994, and ending with this new website that we just launched last March. And the website was a result of about a year and a half of usability testing. So we have research to support everything on the homepage, including the colors, the word choice, the placement. And through this process, the very first thing that we had to do was really figure out who was coming to the CDC website. So we looked at a lot of different sources, and our research told us that these are the top three audiences for CDC.gov. And we get about 10 million hits a month. So we really need to be sure that we are providing information that's framed for each of these audiences, that the site can be used for the different audiences in the different purposes. And then we really want to leverage what we have on CDC.gov and extend that out to different types of social media so people can also get health information there. And why do we choose social media? The answer is that that's where the people are. I think this quote really captures it well. There are tons of people using different types of social media, and they're relying on that not just to get information and connect with people, but to really make decisions. So not to go too much into the research, but we do know from our demographic research that the top two columns are by generation. So both researching a specific health topic or going to a health-related website is something that people are doing across all age groups. And then the bottom chart shows you how people are finding health information. The vast majority of them are starting with the search engine. And this is important because social media are some of the top sites that come up when you search for health. This shows some of the top 20 websites. And then we have on the right-hand side just charts that are showing the growth for social networks, Flickr, which is the user-generated photo sharing site, and then the blogosphere in general. So because of that, we have a goal of making CDC content tools and services available when, where, and how our users want them. If they want it in a podcast, that's how we want to deliver our information. If they want to interact with it, then we want to be in social networks that we're using. And we really define interactive media as a type of media that includes elements of personalization, presentation, and participation. So while these aren't all included in the seasonal flu example, these are some of the different types of social media that we are researching and have ongoing activities in. Seasonal flu, I think, is a good example because it shows the way that we can use these different sites and different tactics together to really support an existing campaign. It reinforces the same messages, and we can reach new or diverse audiences. So this is the then homepage last November. We specifically wanted to help the National Center for Immunizations and Respiratory Diseases at CDC promote National Influenza Vaccination Week. Last year was the first week that they had this week to help local partners and state and local health departments advertise their vaccination clinics. So we ran, this is the homepage, we ran the picture spotlight, which is the first of the three pictures on the left, and then the banner across the top. And what was great is we could then look afterwards and see where people clicked on the page. It turns out people actually clicked on the picture spotlight with the big snowman under Get Vaccinated, the More link. So that we know we can really start to design information on the web based on where users are going to find it, even on the page. We chose the snowman because last year they put out some new PSAs right around Thanksgiving that said don't let the flu ruin your holiday, and we expanded that to don't let the flu ruin your winter so we could extend it out past into January. We developed a graphical button, which is the snowman image again in the tagline, and disseminated that to our partners. It served as an incoming link to the flu homepage at CDC so people could know where to get more information. It also helped our partners in terms that they had current information. It made them appear like they were connected with CDC. It showed that we valued them as partners. These are some of the top referrers. It was on about 80 different individual web pages, including 16 different state and local health department pages. These were the biggest refers. We had a lot that came in through the search engines, but in terms of partners, it was CMS, NIH, Medline Plus, and HHS. And then we were able to track the number of click-throughs from those sites. There are different colors because we coded them differently depending if it came from an internal CDC site or an external partner site, and then we had Spanish versions for each of those. The blue line that's the highest was internal English CDC click-throughs. In total, we had over 12,000 just for that 1 week. The next activity that we had during National Influenza Vaccination Week was a webinar for blog writers. We invited blog writers who we had pre-screened to participate in a webinar that was staffed by two CDC subject matter experts. The first was an expert in seasonal flu trends and gave an overview of the science and what the state was of vaccinations last seasonal flu season. And then the second was a communication specialist who could talk about their research in the area and give the bloggers tips on the most effective messages that would actually lead people to go out and get vaccinated. So we not only wanted to encourage them to be our advocates, but to arm them with the most accurate information we had that would actually lead to a behavior change. We invited about 50 bloggers. We had 15 that attended. There were four of those bloggers wrote posts, and there were three trackbacks, which are blogs that were not invited but linked in to the other bloggers that attended. So we had about a total of seven blogs, which doesn't sound like a lot, but readership for those blogs at that period of time was anywhere between 500 and 10,000 hits a day. These were some of the quotes from the bloggers. Most people thought it was more interesting that we were reaching out to bloggers than actually our messaging, but I think that we built in activity when it wasn't a time of crisis, when we really did want them to be our partners, and that it made it easier to go back to them later on, for example, after the Virginia Tech shooting, and work with them to get out some urgent messages. My favorite quote, which actually isn't on here, was from an audience member in a presentation we gave at a blogging conference, and the person said, "It's about time CDC got on the clue train." The next activity we did was in the virtual world, WYVIL. WYVIL is a, we have a number of activities in virtual worlds, and WYVIL is a world specifically geared for 8 to 11-year-olds. We selected them for a number of different reasons. The first is that it's a world that's totally based on learning. So they have a structured society and a government and a newspaper, but all the activities that they do in world have some type of educational component. It's also extremely safe. They have both automatic and manual people that monitor the space to make sure that it's safe for the kids. They had past research to support that when Wyvillians talked about vaccinations in world, they actually went home and talked about them with their family. And then the other reason that we really like this site is it has pretty low graphics so that you can access it with an outdated computer or just with a dial-up modem. So one day, it happened to be the Wednesday right before Thanksgiving, we showed up in Wyville, this little CDC robot, and he just started giving out flu shots. We had no promotion, no advertisement. The kids noticed that they were there, started to come in and get vaccinated, tell their friends. And then what you see in the bottom left-hand corner is actually the president and the founder of Bible, and he's wearing a little city worker hat. And whenever he shows up, the kids know that he's there, and they immediately came up and started asking him questions. And they asked him things like, you know, are two flu shots better than one? How many should I get to be protected? And, you know, if I take the little button off, because you got a button when you got vaccinated, am I still protected from the flu? And, like, maybe she was just thinking about her avatar's outfit and wanted it to be color coordinated, but maybe because she's eight, she doesn't know if she goes to the doctor's office if it's really connected to the balloon that she gets or the sticker when she leaves, or if it's some other mechanism. And then my favorite is the girl in the blue hat is saying to the city worker, you know, so first there was the Y pox, which they had a couple years ago. Now there's the Y flu, and what's the difference? And I really need to know, because I work in the newbie center, where the new Yvillians come when they first join the world, and I want to tell them why it's important and why they should come to get vaccinated. So what we did, actually, we just thought it would really generate some buzz and get them talking about vaccinations and build on the research that they'd already done, but the kids wanted actual information. They wanted to learn about it, and they wanted to turn around and tell their friends why it was important. In the end, this activity ran for 6 weeks. There were 134,000 visits to the vaccination room. We know there were definitely repeat visits because we could see from the chatting that kids said, I got vaccinated, but you have to too if you want to hang out together, so let's go back, and then we can go on and do other things. And there were just under 20,000 unique Quivillians that were vaccinated in the 6 weeks. The green line is they actually did release the flu. And what that meant for the avatars is that they got little red spots on their face. And when they were typing, some of their words were replaced with a chew. And it was contagious. So if you got your avatar got close to another avatar who hadn't been vaccinated, they did get the flu. However, no one died. All Quivillians got better after 5 days. I'll tell you at the end what we're planning for this year, but we're trying to build on how much information and learning they actually wanted out of the activity. Just to run through some of the other our interactive media techniques we used, we did have podcasts, and we were able to track the downloads. This is just for that 1 week. We also have podcasts that are up. Each podcast that we upload is on the CDC.gov site as well as on iTunes, but we don't have abilities to track those. We have found, interestingly enough, though, that only about 10% of our podcast downloads come from iTunes and 90% come from the CDC website, which I thought was pretty surprising. We posted a series of photos on Flickr, which is the photo sharing site that I mentioned earlier. These are photos that were already available on our public health image library, but we wanted to really make them available to people who might not go to CDC as a resource, but are interested in sharing photos. We also put up a banner in our space in Second Life, which is the other virtual world that we had some activities in. So in closing, I'm just going to talk a little bit about what we have going on for this year. We do have another activity with Quiville. It turns out that a lot of grandparents actually sign on to hang out with their grandkids in Quiville. The parents are too busy, but the grandparents have extra time. So this year we're going to have a joint activity where kids can go out and recruit their grandparents who really are in that high-risk target group for vaccinations. They can get virtually vaccinated together. We're also going to have a party where we're going to have a CDC subject matter expert on hand to talk with the kids and answer questions because we found that they really do want real information. In the upper right-hand corner are some screenshots from our e-cards. We have a series that are focused on different audiences, so those are up on the website now. We are expanding in the middle. We already offer email subscription services to a lot of our pages. So you can subscribe to the CDC homepage, or if you're only interested in flu, or if you're only interested in HIV, you can subscribe to get email updates when those content pages change. And we are piloting with flu the mobile aspect of that. So right now you can sign up on the flu website to get a text message every Friday when the new flu map goes up. And the flu map is in the bottom right-hand corner. We're also trying to make this more accessible, and so we have listed it out of the flu report, and you can click through to compare last week to this week. We're working to evolve it so that you can scroll through and see the changing difference in an animated way, and then you can also hopefully be able to click into the states and get more statewide data. And then we have the graphical buttons at the bottom. We have Get Vaccinated is the button for this year, and we have it in Spanish. And we're doing something new called a graphical badge. Instead of for partners, the badge is just for individuals to put on their social network site. So someone who has MySpace, and when we just launched our MySpace page on Friday, they can go and cut and paste this directly into their MySpace profile so that they can show that they got vaccinated and help us carry on our activity. And last but not least, we will be having another webinar for blog writers. This year we are looking at mommy bloggers. They are an active group, a very large group actually in the blogosphere, and they make a lot of the health decisions for the household. So we have screened through and picked out about 50 different mommy bloggers to invite to hear about seasonal flu vaccinations this year. That's it. Thank you.